I am taking a look at a video from Judge Ross. If I remember correctly, seems to me to be a bunch of
bulls.
I believe they are all
actors
in there, and they are just reenacting some things that happen in a courtroom as far as like a court case. And then they're like, okay, well, let's go ahead and write a script based on what is put into the docket or into the proceedings. I watched a few of them and I'm like, wait, why does everybody look attractive? Number one. Number two, why are these cases so far-fetched? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I watched one case, if it's Judge Ross, where the dude actually went on TV. This is a TV court show. Allegedly hired a hooker. And so he sued her. He was like, no, I wanted to get hooked on. And she didn't hook me. She just held my hand and I wanted to get hooked. And so now I'm suing her because she didn't provide the services that she promised. And this made it all the way to TV.
Made it TV.
So let's go ahead and rock this, Judge Ross. Every court show that I saw, allegedly, it is fake in the show. I've never seen anybody that doesn't come into that place perfect. Everybody is attractive. There isn't anybody who is
ugly.
Ovens, you're suing Miss Hazel. You want $5,000 because situation didn't go quite as planned with her wedding.
Look at everybody in the audience, man. Not a single person is unattractive.
Your Honor, I'm a classy businesswoman. Miss Hazel, on the other hand, leaves a lot to be desired.
You're suing this person for defaming you for leaving bad comments online. Then you go on TV and the first thing you say is, I'm classy and she's a hood rat. Like, what is wrong with you?
She was provided with a gown for her wedding that cost over $6,000, and she expects to give back nothing in return.
What are you talking about? What was the contract?
Well, wait a minute. You gave her a gown valued at over $6,000 because?
There you go.
The competition asked people to send in their story as to why they deserve the gown.
All right, and so, you participated in this.
Yes, Your Honor, I did.
So what was your story that caused you to win?
Well, you see, my husband, he has been on vacation, if you will.
He's incarcerated? He's been on a mandated vacation by the courts.
Why do you say vacation? Why don't you just say because he spent time in custody?
I mean, because
she's not truthful. She doesn't like to tell the
truth.
How about you stop interrupting?
Proud of, Your Honor. It's not something we want to celebrate, but we did want to celebrate
his freedom. What you did to my dress, I'm not proud of that either.
Let her talk. Let him talk. He asked her a question.
Honor, when it comes down to her dress, I won that contest fair and square.
Yes, she did.
So what was it about your story? What did you say?
Then my husband was on vacation.
Well, my husband, he was away. I was pregnant with his child at the time.
What was it that he had done in terms of this crime?
Well,
why does that matter?
Thief, you know, in his younger years, and it just caught up to him.
Arson, Your Honor.
Stop interrupting. Shut up.
Arson as well. You read the story, and were you the person that selected her?
Yes, Your Honor.
There you go.
So there was something about the fact that she was pregnant, and he was in jail for thievery and arson.
Well, Your Honor,
that was arson. Thievery and arson.
So what was that?
Arvory.
What's happening to me about the story is that he was then, it was found that he was falsely charged. And I thought,
well, okay, now stop. Well, then that's a whole different thing.
Right, exactly.
But he has committed other crimes. He does committed thievery.
That's a lie. Hold shame on. The devil.
You
tell
just
the truth.
Said it yourself.
Stop cutting people off.
He only hit a couple licks.
He only hit a couple licks, Your Honor. So according to
Urban Dictionary.
To hit a lick means that you are going to or have already gained money or something worth money or value, most likely illegally or stealing. So if I'm understanding you, Miss Defendant, if I'm understanding this correctly, you are saying that he only stole a couple times. Is that what you're saying? Hit a couple licks. He only stole, did some illegal way of coming up a couple times. He either only robbed somebody a couple times. He only either pickpocketed somebody a couple times. He only, that's the key word. He only did this a couple times. So thank you for the clarification. The person that only hits a couple licks, they don't deserve to be in jail.
He worked at this local gas station in our community. And his
community?
Boss was trying to fire him for being late a couple times.
He's a Craig from Friday. You got fired on your day off for stealing boxes.
What the f*** you doing stealing boxes for?
She's a lie.
What is she lying about?
I don't
about?
Have a reason
because
to lie.
Because I never said that.
I gave you a $6,000 dress. I don't have a reason to lie. You
I
came up. I didn't come up.
A $6,000 dress.
I didn't come
didn't
up at all
give
with your...
me anything. Okay. I
there you go.
My story. Sorry, and you liked it.
There you go. There you go. That's true. It's similar to winning the Powerball, right? The state of Florida doesn't come back to you like, hey,
you owe me some stuff because I gave you all this Powerball money. So you owe me something. You owe me a Facebook post, or you need to throw me up on TikTok, or you need to do something. I'm the state of Florida, and I just gave you $13 million. I gave that to you.
No, state of Florida, you didn't give me anything. I won this money fair and square. I picked the numbers, and you liked those numbers. And so now, I don't want to hear any of your mouth. I got that fair and square.
Right? Pretty much the same thing. If you're a winner, you're a winner. It is what it is.
Excuse me, Mrs. Ratchet.
Hey, Zell.
You just called her Mrs. Ratchet.
I'm sorry.
He's laughing, though. Judge is laughing.
Say hazel.
Wait, please believe.
I'm sorry, I still have an attack in my character.
You can't be doing that.
I'm sorry.
Kind of is right now.
Professional, but
focus on what I'm saying.
She insulted me.
You're talking.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. You know, again, I'm not saying that she's ratchet, but in my dealings with humans, over my lifespan, anybody, when they are corrected by somebody of authority that they know they can't really clap back, one of the things that they do is they go like this. And I say that because I saw this sometime. I can't remember where I saw this. Can't remember where I saw that.
You said we don't get that. Who's we? You were talking about something.
I'm sorry. That was just my alter ego. Sometimes I get a little, you know, flustered.
Oh, you were saying we don't get down like that. Who's we that you're referring to?
Well,
her and her other personalities. Keep it real.
She is giving her the death stare. Boy, she's giving her that Highlander, I'm a f*** you stare. What? That is crazy. Look at that stare. And this is why I'm pretty sure, because even Judge Mathis, he lets it go a little bit, but he doesn't let this poop get out of control. We're 5 minutes in and they're just coming in on each other. You don't let that fly, man. And so that's why I keep saying that this is a scripted show. It's not really a true court show. Didn't say it already, but this is fair use.
I wanted to include my daughter into my wedding. My daughter was 7 months old by the time it was time for me to get married. I really wanted her to be a part of my wedding. She wasn't old enough or big enough to walk yet to be my flower girl. So I'm a very religious woman, you know, I asked God to just give me a vision of how I can include my daughter on this special day.
Please, and so because you're a very religious woman, you marry a guy that hits a couple licks and you have these alter egos that give the death stare and we don't. So which one of your alter egos is the religious person? And because of that, we got a vision in how your daughter's going to be incorporated, which she's allowed to incorporate. It doesn't say, again, we need to see this contract. And this other lady keeps on interrupting. It's like, if you don't shut up, you're going to be kicked out of the courtroom. That's what he should be saying.
Please don't blame that on God.
Thank you.
I'm not going to tell you again.
Thank you.
God gave me this vision in my dream. It was a very, very, very vivid, clear vision in my dream on how I could include my daughter. So the dream included my beautiful gown that Ms. Govins created for me.
Yes.
And me including a pocket on the train so my daughter could safely sit in it and I could actually pull her with me as we're going together in this commitment journey with my husband.
So you had a dream of a kangaroo dress?
Are you telling me that you attached the baby to the train of the dress?
Yes. Yana. She was very safe.
She was safe and secure because you could see that. You good back there? All right, good. Okay, I'm going to keep on walking. Hopefully you don't fall out the back there while I'm walking forward, not paying attention to you because I'm looking at my future husband as I walk down the aisle. But now I got to, you know, you okay? You good? Okay. You good? Yep. One step. You good? You good? 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 One step. Stupid as
she was awake.
Oh, wait. She was awake. So it makes it all better.
Part of the agreement was that I would be able to get good publicity from her feel-good story.
She got great publicity.
Plus images People want to see the front side of a wedding dress.
But
women don't choose a wedding dress based just on the front image. They like to see all around the dress. If the back doesn't look right, they won't buy it.
Okay, but so does the contract say you can't alter it?
Attached. Once she altered the dress.
My baby is beautiful.
Once she altered the dress and put this contraption that made a mockery out of my design, it was no longer my design. So I can't use those images or her story. So I've basically given $6,000 away.
There's a contract that doesn't say that.
Your Honor, I have pictures.
Let's see the pictures. Come on, let's see these photos. Let's see these photos.
5 feet just like me.
5 feet just like me. 5 feet just like me.
So I have her near the middle towards me so it could be more secure because I'm like bottom heavy a little bit.
It's a complete
bottom
joke.
Heavy? What do you mean bottom heavy?
Joke? Yes, thank you.
It's a beautiful thing.
So you actually put the baby at the bottom of the train.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Yes. I guess she does that.
Your Honor, it's completely unsafe.
I got so many followers on Instagram after that. People were tweeting me for my design. So much publicity.
Your Honor, the problem is
she needs to be...
This is all, I'm sorry. I still believe this is fake.
You put the dress with the baby on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All of it. I'm very proud of my creation. My beautiful daughter on my beautiful dress.
And you had already planned on having people photograph
this. That was part of the agreement.
So they were already there.
We had local press there. We had people to write story, to interview her after, to take pictures.
I held my part of the
agreement. So what you thought was going to be very positive became more
put it in the agreement. You can't alter the dress. If you didn't say it, then it doesn't matter.
What they were saying on Twitter and things like that. Ratchet couture. Jesus, take the wheel.
She did that.
It was like, I am trying to run a business.
So out of your element,
I don't find that funny. You know, when I put out over six, it cost me thousands in materials. The dress itself is valued over $6,000.
But who put that value on there, though? Who put that value? That's a value you made up.
Yes, Your Honor, it's up there in front of you.
She don't have proof of that. Like, I don't understand why she's so jealous.
Some of the comments you're saying that people, use your handle.
Yes.
And can you say?
So now my company is a joke. I'm here trying to expand my line, and it's being brought down. Like, if I'd known that, it would have gone this way.
But it's your fault. We'll get a better contract. Your fault. Your fault. Your fault.
I mean, they are brutal.
Haters are going to hate. Yes. But in the day.
Hold on a moment. I didn't finish the point.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Let's go. Yeah, I know he's going to side with the defendant.
Rug burn.
Hello.
No.
Kill the designer and fire the stylist.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Hello. Hello. What are you so what?
And in love.
That's helping my business.
They mad. They mad. You gonna have
to stop talking. Everybody be quiet. Everybody. My fault.
You said you were a woman of faith. And that God spoke to you.
He did in my dream.
And so when you started seeing all these negative responses, what did you think?
I mean, there's going to be some people who don't understand your vision. You're not supposed to understand my vision, Your Honor. But at the end of the day, it was my wedding. It was a gift from her.
Here's the problem that I have, though.
What's the problem?
You have a situation.
Come on, dude.
Where you're in an agreement with someone.
What does the agreement say?
About how this is going to be promoted.
Right. Okay.
Why didn't you let Ms. Govins know?
That's a good point.
Well, we had already finished our business. She had done so much for me.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
The business was not just you getting the dress. The business was you then showcasing the dress so she could take all of that.
That is an interesting point. I might have to eat a little bit of crow. And maybe because there is an understanding that we're going to be using this to publicize my creation. So you won this, and at the wedding, we're going to do this and this. And so because of that, when I give you this dress, you don't get to make any alterations to it. So it does make some sense to me. I am not only gifting you this dress, but I am going to be spending this money to promote, and I expect it to be presented as it was given. And you understood that we were going to use this to market. You are not marketing what I gave you. So that makes sense.
And turn it into more business.
Right.
So if you do something to alter her plans and you don't give her the common courtesy of letting her know that, you're so busy listening.
Exactly.
I'm listening.
You're not listening.
I am, sir.
And you are completely clueless about how that would leave her feeling. And yet you claim to be this woman of faith.
That's a good point.
I am.
Your faith and what you're saying
is
inconsistent.
Exactly.
How?
Because you're not taking into account the other person's perspective that got you to the wedding and the gown that you look so fabulous in.
Do unto others.
Oh, stop talking.
In the contract that said I could not alter my dress and include my baby.
Your Honor,
including my baby.
Stop.
was the only intention
you know what?
Behind that.
I'm saying stop. You see me saying stop. You keep talking.
Yep.
And when you keep talking, when I say stop, you know what you're saying? Screw you, judge.
Yep.
No, I'm not.
You just keep talking. You're still talking.
You talking now.
See?
Now say something else.
Uh-oh. It's never going to end well for you if the judge does this. And it's going to end even worse for you if the judge does that and you do this. That simple gesture can be considered contempt of court.
Did you sign a contract with
her? She entered online, and the contract was in line. You have to click that you agree to.
You have a copy of that?
I don't have that with me.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You're out. She's out.
She's out? Let's go, ma'am.
And she's still full of
arm. Let's go.
You got to go. You better roll.
The gavel is going to come down in favor of the defendant. She said one thing. The contract didn't say she couldn't alter the dress.
It did, Your Honor.
I don't have proof of that.
Why did you?
You are absolutely right. And having said that, your matter's dismissed. Case closed.
You know what I want to do? I want to take that crow and I'm going to throw that shrimp up because I ate crow for no reason. I was right the first time. Contract didn't say anything. And please, any vendors out there that are listening and watching me, first, thank you. Appreciate that. Second, be tight enough with the company that you don't have to sue somebody. Third, if you have to sue somebody and your day in court comes, please
bring a contract.
If you have emails, bring the emails. If you have text messages, bring the text messages. Bring the phone. It's typically in small claims, you won't be able to use the phone, but bring printouts of those text messages. Bring whatever that you did together. All of that, typically in circuit court, that would be called discovery. All of your discovery, everything, bring it to the court. Judge Ross, he kicked Hazel out. Typically, if you get kicked out of court, the next step is you lose your case. Two reasons. First, because the judge doesn't like you. Second, because you're not there to answer any questions. And it's your fault because he gave you the opportunity to stay there, but you wanted to run your mouth. You wanted to do something to get kicked out. Well, you kicked out. Now I want to ask you a question. Oh, you're not there. So only thing I can do is assume what I assume. He did all that. He kicked her out. And you still lost because, yeah, Your Honor, you know what I didn't do? I didn't bring the one thing that would prove that she wasn't allowed to alter the dress, which, let me think, what is that thing called? A contract. You didn't bring the contract. The one thing that is the meeting of the mind, the offer and acceptance. I've said it many, 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 many times. It's not like this was a surprise. It wasn't like, oh man, I'm going to work. And then you get a phone call. Hello, hello, hello. What? I need to go to court right now? Okay, I'll be right there. And you run to court. No, this is TV court. TV court is even longer of a process. So what typically happens is one of two things. One, you call up the hotline. Hey, Judge Ross, I got this ratchet girl that altered my dress and put her baby in the back.
She did what?
Yeah, she put a baby in the back of my dress and altered it. That wasn't part of the contract.
Ooh, we're going to put you on the show.
Okay, when?
In 6 months.
Okay, cool. Click. And then you're good to go. 6 months later, you have your TV show. Or the other process is that you file your case in a small claims court. Then you serve that defendant. You get a process server or sheriff or whatever, and you knock on the door, open up, you've been served. Or they disguise as a pizza man. Hey, are you Hazel the ratchet baby kangaroo dress girl?
And she's like, hi, I am Hazel the ratchet kangaroo dress girl.
Well, here's your pizza.
I didn't order pizza.
Oh, you're right. You've been served. And from the time you file until the case actually happens, then typically one of those court shows will reach out to you. So what'll happen is you'll get a phone call from Judge Ross and it'll be like, bring.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the ratchet kangaroo dress girl?
Yes, it is. I am the ratchet kangaroo dress girl. How may I assist you?
Well, I'm with Judge Ross and I would like for you to come on our court show. And if you win, then you get all the money. But if you lose, then you have to pay a percentage of that money. So it's not the full amount. So woohoo, it's a win-win for you, ratchet kangaroo dress lady.
Huh, that's not a bad idea. Let's go on Judge Ross because I'm a spiritual person and I want to be on TV.
Great. We will set this for 6 months from now. And then you hang up the phone, click, click, then you have your date. So you have plenty of time.
Hopefully.
You check out some more of my videos. I got my playlist and I'm going to put bam right there. I've got the other video that I think you'll like right here. My name is Damon with Complete Media. I appreciate you rocking with me. I'm out.
If you're like many of the brides and grooms that have come to us, then you're worried about your wedding DJ. You're worried that if you find a good one, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, or that you're going to find some guy, it's a side hustle, he doesn't really care about you or the success of your wedding, or even worse, that you're going to be the one stuck micromanaging every single detail during your wedding day. Let's stop all that madness. We created a free wedding DJ worksheet that's practically foolproof. You can use it for your wedding or any wedding, regardless of the size. We've used it ourselves at thousands of weddings with great success. It's an invaluable tool, regardless of if your DJ is inexperienced or has a ton of experience. So let's get this free wedding DJ worksheet out to you so you can stop all the stressing and enjoy the wedding planning process. So click below and let's get this free wedding DJ worksheet to you.